Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Craig Riley back with you here on Bucco Talk, and we spent the first segment. Usually that's a recap of the whole past week, but for me, I mean, the big part of the last week for me, quite frankly, was what happened last night with Mitch Keller, and that's what's worth focusing on, because we know where the Pirates are record-wise, where they are in the standings. It's all about individual performances the rest of the way. And if Mitch Keller took a step forward for the first real time here, then that's the biggest story for me. And that's what I want to talk with Jeff Hathorn about right now as he joins us here. Jeff, what did you make of what you saw from Mitch last night?
You know, it's amazing. We've seen that from Mitch before. And then seeing the regression just the very next start. But, you know, people ask me, and they probably do this to you too, you know, why do you hate a certain player? Well, we don't hate the player. We hate the performance by the player. It's not personal. And I was glad to see Mitch Keller have that positive. It was effortless, 6 strikeouts, you know, didn't even get into high ball counts a lot, worked himself out of jams. You can call that lucky, or you can call that, hey, he made pitches when he needed to.
What do you think of the idea? I'm sure you had a chance to see the Jason Mackey piece where he talked to Mitch Keller, and Mitch essentially said he was taking a different approach now. Like, just go out and have fun. Forget the comparisons to Glass now. Forget past performances. Just go out and be Mitch Keller. How much stock do you put into the idea that he says something like that and then goes out and has this kind of performance?
I'll feel better about that if he puts a couple of them in a row. So I like, you know, what happened last night, obviously. And I, you know, everybody evolves, right? As humans, we all evolve into what we're going to become. And you find where your comfort zone is in any walk of life. And hopefully this is it. I mean, honestly, I could see, you know, 3 months from now him saying, well, you know, I'm trying now a different approach where I have to be more fiery. I have to be, you know, fiery on the mound, or, you know what I mean? It's an evolution. And if this works for him, whatever works for him, and you know, this is what this year is for. If they find something in him, he does have the stuff, but he's just never been that. There's just been something missing. Maybe it's enjoyment in the game. Maybe he put too much pressure on himself. I still think there's some, like, technical things, like just how he attacks. I don't know how else to explain it. It's like a baseball IQ thing with Mitch at times where he seems to lack. But whatever works for him, if he can throw up more of what he did last night, it's going to make the Pirates a better team down the road.
Talking with Jeff Hathorn here on Bucco Talk, and that's where I'm trying to be careful. Like, I'm excited about Mitch having that good start, because he looked a little bit different on the mound, pitching up in the zone a little bit more, doing things that, like, you can look at and say, okay, this is different. He's trying this, and maybe it worked. But we've also been fooled before. So I'm hopeful that this is, like, a moment we look back on maybe at the end of the year and say, okay, he finished the season strong, and it was that start. But, I mean, realistically, it could still go either way for him, I guess, because that's been the Mitch Keller MO to this point.
Right. It's not like we haven't seen that. And we've seen it, you know, on that string, that remarkable string at the beginning of the year where it went start to start. Good start, bad start, good start. I mean, imagine if you're, you know, the Pirates coaching staff or front office, like how maddening that would be when you're trying to evaluate this kid. You know, it's maddening for fans, but when it's your job to try to evaluate and try to figure out what the Pirates' future should be, I can't imagine what this has been like for Cherington and Shelton and Oscar Marin.
Jeff, what do you make of the way they're using David Bednar? Because I can make an argument he's the best pitcher in the entire staff, not just the bullpen, but I think he's a shoe-in for the best arm in the bullpen. And they're not naming him the closer. And I talked to John Wehner about this last night, and he said part of that's probably just they're not going to have many save opportunities, so why lock him into that? But I thought it was interesting the way they used him early last night and kept him in for over an inning. I'd almost prefer to see your high-leverage guy used like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would love for whether they want to do it tomorrow or in September or for the last couple of weeks or at some point for them to just name him the closer and give him that pressure and see how he deals with it. You know, just tell him or make, you know, Shelton can just come out in one of his pregames and say, you know what, David Bednar is our closer for the rest of the season, and see how he handles it. It'd be another good learning experience. I think we've seen a lot from him. And even at times when he's come in the seventh and eighth, he's faced the better hitters in those scenarios. So I would love to see him, again, as part of this season of learning. Let's see how he handles it. Does he, you know, does it affect him pressure-wise? Does he, you know, get fired up and really perform well because of the opportunity? Let's give him a shot and see what happens.
Now, Jeff, I'm trying to temper my expectations with Mitch Keller because I don't want to be burned by him again. But a guy that I'm having a really hard time tempering expectations for is Henry Davis. It's only six games. I know. Six games as a pro. What, four at high A and two at, like, the rookie league? The guy's hit three home runs, and he's hitting, like, 421 across those six games. I keep telling myself, six games, pump the brakes. But do you find yourself getting similar levels of excitement about the Pirates' first-round pick?
Yeah, I do. I do. And you know, the other thing, I was having this discussion the other day. The other thing it's reminded me of, I want them to sign Jacob Stallings for 3 years. I would love to see them lock up Stallings so when Davis comes here, that he is their guy right off the start. And he's got Jacob Stallings to mentor him and to help him. And I think Stallings is a guy that, as much as everybody wants to start, he's a guy that would be cool with mentoring him and being the backup, you know, and kind of going from a starter into a backup role. I think he's the perfect guy to have in that scenario.
And you mentioned Stallings there because I agree with you. It's why I thought he probably had good trade value, but it's worth holding on to him. And I thought it was interesting, sort of go full circle here back to Mitch Keller, that Mitch's first two starts in coming back from AAA were with Michael Perez behind the plate. Last night was Stallings. And I don't think it's much of a coincidence that if Mitch Keller was going to have some sort of tangible change coming back from AAA, that it was more likely Stallings would get it out of him than, and not to downplay Michael Perez or sort of crap on him here or anything, but he's not Stallings behind the plate. I think there's real value to that guy behind the plate and to this organization.
Why do you crap on Michael Perez? He's played
it's
in a World
easy
Series.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with you, and that goes, you know, what you're saying goes to my Stallings point. I think I'm not saying that he is, you know, the greatest catcher out there, or, you know, is whomever name you want to throw out there, Yadier Molina, Real Muto, whomever. But he's a guy that can play the position. He's solid. He's a great teammate. And the pitchers really respect him, and they've respected him for years. And I just think if you can lock him up for a couple of years, so when Henry Davis gets on the major league roster, which is probably 2 years away, and I know I'm probably getting too excited about him, but I want him to be a part of it.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on Bucco Talk. And Jeff, I know there's so many different services that rank prospects. I stick with one, and that's the one I sort of go by the whole season, so it doesn't get confusing saying, well, on this one, this guy's ranked fourth, and in this one, he's ranked 18th, and in this one, he's ranked third. So MLB Pipeline is the one I use, and they updated their prospect rankings this past week for the Pirates. Henry Davis, number one. You've got him, Quinn Priester, O'Neill Cruz, Nick Gonzalez, and Leover Peguero, all top 100 prospects. And those four top picks of the draft for the Pirates are all ranked in the top 11 of the Pirates system. What do you make of these recent changes to the Pirates rankings and where the farm system is right now?
The Pirates farm system is amazing where it is. I mean, really, would you look at what they've added over the last month and a half to that system? It has come such a long way. And we could go down the rabbit hole of Neil Huntington and this or that, but let's live in the now as far as the farm system goes. It is impressive. They have talent. Is all of it going to pan out? No. Only a percentage of that. But when you have as much depth as they have, now you like the odds that you're not just counting on one or two people. I think, let's go back to Mitch Keller for a second. I think that's part of the pressure with Mitch Keller is he was the only arm. Like, everybody was focused on him because there really wasn't anyone else. It was just Mitch Keller. And now it's not just Quinn Priester. It's Malinsky. It's Tanaj Thomas. It's other guys. You know, it's
Ronzi Contreras that's jumped up now. Yeah.
It's Miguel Yajure. It's, you know, there are other names. It's not just because we remember tracking Mitch Keller for years because he was the guy and there really wasn't anyone else. Now they have at numerous positions, they've got guys that it's like, well, okay, if this guy, or especially in the middle infield, if this guy doesn't work out at this position, then okay, they've got this guy. There's a bunch of those, and the more competition you have, and the other thing you see with good teams, or when teams get good, they need to make trades at the trade deadline. What do they trade? Their overstocked farm system. So it's not just that it would help the Pirates getting better players to the majors, which is obviously the goal at this size market. But if they need to make moves, if they find themselves in a position, they've got extra players that other teams covet that can get them that player or two that they need to get over the hump. I know this is an ideal scenario, but you got to dream for those scenarios, or why in the world would you even, you know, watch baseball anymore?
Jeff, I'm looking at the website and a lot of Pirate stuff on there, a lot of Steelers stuff as well. Anything you want to highlight for us?
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff. And there's some cool pit stuff as well. I know they get kind of lost in the shuffle of this time of year. But, you know, there's some cool stories. MJ Devonshire, we're going to post a story on Monday. You know, he wants to be the next. He's talking about Gold Jacket and being the next guy from Aliquippa. And he does it in a really cool way. And he's really found himself back home, and it's a cool story. But yeah, we've got tons of football coverage and also baseball as well. And we'll hear from Ben Charrington. We'll have that up on Sunday as well.
Jeff, thank you as always for the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Craigers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.